For the excellency of your name is great and mighty your way. As we gather here in the tabernacle of our precious Abba, we come to praise you and to worship you. We do assemble ourselves in your mighty name. We do gather here to Shabbat you for this mighty day and this great Moed of our Abba. We acknowledge your kindness and your mercy toward us all. We are thankful that you have considered us to bring us to understanding, revelation, and knowledge of your immense truth, that we may wholeheartedly seek after you and follow your Torah, what you command us to do, by the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. We are glad for this day. We are glad for these great Shabbat convocations, the Moed, the day of rest, a day of introspective searching, one's love, one's mind, one's desire, one's commitments to you, Yahweh. And so as we gather here at the close of this unleavened feast, as we have searched our most inward parts to root out everything that has caused us to walk corruptly, to reject your truth, to despise the commands that you instruct us, that we began to walk contrary to our Abba. We ask you to help us all tonight, those that are gathered in the tabernacle here, those that will listen by the live stream tonight, those that will hear this broadcast at some later date, that each one will be touched in the depths of their love, and that the leaven that has caused them to turn their mind, their thoughts, their desires, their hearts away from you, our Abba, that there may be a transformation and a change in their lives. As the seed of this truth is sown deep, and as the sword of your word cuts deep, and as the power of your quickening truth will cause them to rise up, to acknowledge every evil thing, every seductive thing that has caused them to go astray, that they might hear, recognize, repent, and turn from their wicked ways. We ask you in Yahshua's mighty name to give us all strength tonight, to cause your people to love you wherever they are. We understand that there shall be a small remnant of the seeds, only a few, but yet you shall be in the midst of Yisrael. They shall all rejoice and call upon you with a great loud shout and a voice of thankfulness. So bless all that are listening. Bless all those that are in different parts of the world, that as they close this great Moed, that they will bless you and sing praises unto your name and Shabbat you and esteem you highly and exalt you. For we ask all things in the mighty name and in the precious hope of Yahshua HaMashiach. We ask you to heal every heart, to strengthen everyone this night, that we may hear what our great Abba speaks unto Yisrael. We ask it all in the mighty name of HaMashiach, that you will help us to retain all of your truth and to delight in it. In that mighty name we ask and pray. And all the Kedushins cried hallelujah way. Hallelujah way. Come on and lift your hands. Come on and lift your voices. Shabbat Yahweh. Hallelujah way. Come on and shout hallelujah way.
Hallelujah
way.
Hallelujah.
For this is a great day that your way, our precious Abba, has created. He has made all things for his pleasure. For time is an element that he has given unto man, that he may judge his time, to measure it, and to make sure that as the days eclipse, that he will spend his days and his hours doing all to please you, your way. You have given us a restraint in the time, that during the course of the day there's a certain limit of time. You have given man the opportunity to bless you and to worship you, and you delight in that above all things. You want us to worship you, to bless you and to praise you. You want us to acknowledge you and to be very thankful. You want us to enter into the biyads of our Abba with the voice of thanksgivings and thankfulness. So we ask you this precious night to cause every heart to rejoice and to consider all that you have done, and that we will not be disillusioned or disilluded because of the perils and the things that are transpiring in this hour. You command us to lift our eyes up, to look up for our redemption. The hope of our Yashak draweth near. So we look up unto the Master and the Creator of all things. We'll look unto Yahweh, for our help cometh from Almighty Yahweh. We trust you for that today. In the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, we bless you and we praise you. And all the Jerusalem's cried hallelujah way. Hallelujah way. Look to your neighbor and say, I'm glad to be in Yahweh's house. Me too, my brother. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. What a wonderful time and a wonderful hour to be in. We can see all manner of things eclipsing in the world today. Man is given over unto everything but the love and the affection of truth. It's a generation that's very obstinate. It is a hard generation. It's a generation that based things upon disillusions. For there is nothing in this earth today that has any concrete value at all. It is only a temporal thing, a mirage. It is not the true reality of Yahweh. And so the enemies of darkness have used the things in this generation to delude the mind and to draw them away from any discipline of Yahweh. You see the young ones today, they're consumed with their iPods with tens of thousands of songs on them. The parents have no time to instruct in the living power of Torah truth. The mothers are given over unto their social activities. And the fathers are given over unto their basketball games and baseball and football. So there is no time for Yahweh at all. In the midst of that, he says to his people, there's a special moed, a time, which is set apart for me, that I will consume your time, your thoughts, that you will examine yourself, because I do come to examine. And that is the command and the power of the Ruah of Yahweh, that examines the heart, the mind, the intention, the motive, and that we, through this retrospect, introspect, we began to examine ourselves. We examine our mind, our heart, our motive, our intents, our purpose, our desire for your way. And so he brings us to this time that we will search our heart for every kind of corrupt thing and every vile thing that separate us from him. For we know that if we sin, we hold fast to our iniquity, that we will say within our own mind that the Torah has no power or no truth that is needed for me. We become people that are guided by our own iniquitous ways. We bypass the truth of Yahweh. And so one never search their heart and the mind to see if one is an offense unto him. And so he bring us to this time that we may search our minds, our heart, and to see if we are offensive unto our Abba. If we truly love him, we will do what he commands us. If we truly have a great affection for Yahweh, then we will not find what he commands us to do grievous. It is not a difficult thing. It is something that we take great delight and great pleasure in. But this is a generation and a people that have turned their attention to everything but Yahweh's truth. They have given themselves over unto every kind of religious practice to appease their flesh or to satisfy their flesh. But it certainly does not satisfy Yahweh at all. And if there is a time that we should cry out unto him for his thorough examination of us, we examine ourselves to make sure that we are ready for the Master's use and that he can use us for the purpose of the honor of his name. For he shall esteem his name. You must understand that at this time, it was all centered around the exaltation of the power of whom he is, that his name may be identified in the earth. It was a purging of his people. It was a cleansing of his people. It was a time to identify the ills in one's life that caused them not to come before him, to prostrate themselves and to cry out unto him. We are part of a generation that truly has no affection for him. And that is why he brings us to a period to examine ourselves. It should be a continuous thing. But he says unto us, set aside all the laborious labor. Set aside all the attention that you have given yourself during the course of my time. And then spend time with me. I want you to consecrate yourself. Forget about all those things and spend a little time with me. Talk with me. Let us converse together. I want you to lie in my bosom. I want to feel your heartbeat. I want you to assist my heart. That is what you always commanded in this time. Man is so strung out today. He is so removed, so far from Yahweh, that his truth never indicts his heart. There is no sense of guilt in man today. And he does things that he knows it is wrong, but there is no conviction by the HaKodash of Yahweh. So he continued in his corruption, his defiance of Yahweh's truth. I want to bring our attention to an important thing tonight. And every word that Yahweh speaks to us, it is important. It has validity, it has truth, it has hope in it, and it has a purpose for the body. Yahweh delivered the body. And he is going to do that in this hour, but there is a process of examining the body. We examine ourselves. If you are in a tremendous accident, the first thing you began to do is examine yourself. You began to feel and to touch and to make sure that all the components are there. So it is with Yahweh. We must examine ourselves and to make sure that his ahava, his joy, his gladness, his meekness, his kindness, his temperance, his patience, that our hearts, our love is filled with the righteous fruit of Almighty Yahweh. I want to begin here in Tehillim, Psalms 26 and verse 1. David cried out unto Yahweh in the midst of his battles, as the enemy came in like floods against him. As David searched his own heart, he said unto Yahweh, he says to Yahweh, judge, Shaphat, judge, interrogate, judge me, O Yahweh. For I have walked in my integrity. I've walked in the complete knowledge of Torah truth. I've walked in the fullness of Torah revelation. I've walked in the scrutiny of Torah truth. It's what he was saying. I've walked in mine integrity. As Noah, he was a righteous man. The scripture says that Eob, that he was a perfect and upright man before Yahweh. And David said, I've held fast to your truth. I have not shunned your mitzvot. I have done those things that you have commanded me to do. So I have walked in my integrity, in the completeness and the fullness of your anointing. I have trusted also in Yahweh. He said, therefore, I shall not slide. I shall not be shaken. I shall not be moved from the strength and the hope of his truth. Because I have walked in integrity. While the Torah was always before him, and is constant, it was a constant before him. And Yahweh has given us a greater power today. That he has put his Ruah in us, and we should have the constance of his truth, his spirit before us, and that we can walk in the completeness of Almighty Yahweh in Yahshua HaMashiach. He says in verse 2, he says unto Yahweh, examine me, to inspect me closely. When one does an examination, they will take careful review over the thing. And that is what we should do, carefully review our hearts and our mind. We should carefully review it. The things that overtook us and caused us to walk in a way that was totally egregious unto Yahweh, dissatisfying to his heart, we should examine ourselves. So David said, examine me. I want you to contest the condition of my mind and my heart. I want you to test that, Yahweh. I want you to try that. I want you to understand that. So examine me, Yahweh. I want you to interrogate me. I want to make sure that I'm walking in the integrity that is based upon truth. Now we must allow Yahweh to examine us. And he does that daily when we give ourselves over unto studying scripture and opening our heart to hear what Yahweh speaks unto the remnant of Israel. And the word is a powerful sharp two-edged sword. It examines the heart. It searches the hearts. It goes down into the deep part of the heart. It finds things that you did not even know that you have allowed to lay dormant in your own hearts. That you have not examined yourself because you have not interrogated yourself. We will not interrogate ourselves. We are very easily to interrogate others. But we will not interrogate to take ourselves through a difficult task or a degree that will actually search out everything in us. So he prayed unto Yahweh to examine me, to investigate my heart, to investigate, to make sure that I have the pillars of truth in me and not some prefab form of some religious practice that never produce any kind of fruit of power at all, that I may walk complete in you, Yahweh. Now, Yahweh has given us a great strength to do that in Yahshua, for we are complete in him. We do not reject the testimony and the power of that truth, because it is the power of Yahweh to bring the Torah, the power of his word alive in our hearts. And that is why we walk so lethargically and so disconnected from Him. Because this truth, we will not allow it to examine us. We will not allow it to interrogate us. We get angry with it. When truth begins to interrogate you, when it begins to find an issue, it begins to interrogate. It begins to question that issue. And it comes from all kinds of angle. It doesn't just question that thing in one specific manner, but from many angles, and you begin to become very infuriated with that. And so we rise up in our flesh, so examine us, Yahweh. It's the time that Yahweh examines His house. It's the time that Yahweh interrogates His house. It's the time that Yahweh shall fact or judge His house. What is His judgment? It is to let us know where we stand with Him. It is to let us know what our position is with Him before the great judgment comes. And so the people of Yahweh ought to rejoice greatly in that. That ought to be our prayer. Judge me, correct me with judgments. Examine me, Yahweh. Try the inward things of my life. And to make sure that it is all about You. And the value of my heart is based upon who You are and what You are in me, Yahweh. Not what I am and what I desire, but what You desire for me. That should be the value of our state. That should be the value of our desire. What pleases Him? What caused His heart to rejoice? What caused the fatness of His heart to swell? David said, make sure you examine me. Show me, Yahweh. Scrutinize me. Try me. And when one is examined, they are scrutinized. Every nut and every crevice, everything is looked at. From every position, from every angle. Because you may miss the little leaven that you perceive it is not leaven, something that is not wrong, something that you have done all of your life. You cannot understand the strength of that thing that caused you to reject Yahweh or walk contrary to Him. And so what Yahweh does, He scrutinizes. And when one scrutinizes, they look at everything. They look at every blade of hair, everything, your eyes, your nail, everything. And so we want Yahweh to scrutinize us. So He brings us to a time as He did Israel, as they had trusted in God's forms of worship, as they had trusted in all kinds of things. They had not trusted in Him. We must examine ourselves. We must scrutinize ourselves and see if we truly, ask yourself that. Introspective. Do I truly trust Yahweh? Do I truly trust Yahweh? And if there is any kind of questioning that, you know you don't truly trust Him. You don't truly trust Him. Your heart is not faithful unto Him. If there is anything that was interjected into your mind with that question, you know you don't trust Him. You don't trust Him at all. You have no confidence in Him. And so He commands you to examine yourself, scrutinize, to be faithful to you, to be honest with you, to interrogate you, and say to you, David, is this righteous before Yahweh? To literally scrutinize and to try your own heart in the fiery furnace of His truth. And see whether your heart is complete. Whether it is full of Ahava love for His truth. Are we just some drugstore false people? And that is the simple truth. And it begins with your examination of your own hearts. We don't like to do that, do we? We don't scrutinize ourselves in our actions, our deeds, our personality. But we can scrutinize someone else, can't we? That's very easy, isn't it? So David cried, you examine me, Yahweh. And so Yahweh shall examine us all. And if there is leaven in the house, if there are corrupt things in the house, then woe unto us. Our sins must we confess our transgression of His Torah. And we reject HaMashiach, we reject the power of His truth. And you have no living strength of Torah in you. And He did come in the power of His Abba's name. I want to read this very interesting verse out of the Apocrypha. It's profound. I want you to hear this. It's in Sirach. It says this: before judgment, what a profound statement. To me it is. Before judgment, examine yourself. Examine, scrutinize yourself. I don't care what the issue is, brothers and sisters. Before judgment, examine, scrutinize. And that's profound. That's wisdom. That's knowledge. That's a great strength to maintain and to hold on to. Before judgment, even before you make a judgment or an assessment of anything, examine yourself. Thou hypocrite. You judge one, you scrutinize them very harsh. You tell me you are doing the same thing. Do you not understand that no hypocrite is going to tarry before Yahweh? He despises a hypocrite. They're not right, they're not wrong, they're just flat out phony, superficial. That's what they are. So before judgment, before the final phase is carried out, examine yourself. Make sure you examine yourself. And in the hour of visitation, you may find forgiveness. In the hour of Yahweh visiting you, you may find forgiveness. Do you understand the mindset of a people today? We will make assessments and scrutinize someone else. We will make a judgment that is based upon some superficial idea or some superficial thought. And we will not examine ourselves in that issue, or we judge ourselves by the same scrutiny that we have judged someone else. And it is not the rule of Yahweh. It is a deception. It is fleshly. It is against Torah. It has no power of the Tanakh or the writings of the prophet. And it certainly has no visibility of this living truth of Yahshua HaMashiach. So before any judgment, examine yourself. Before judgment. And we come to a time of judgments. And that is what Pesach and Unleavened is all about. It's a time of judgment. But you must examine yourselves. You know, it is a sad thing that at the beginning of this Moed, this Feast of Yahweh, if your mindset has not changed your ways, and if they have not changed, it's because you have not thoroughly examined yourself. You have not scrutinized yourself. There's an old song that we sang, you know, the way I used to walk, I don't walk it no more since Yahweh has laid His hands on me. So once Yahweh touched us, we ought not to walk the same way. We should not walk in the same pattern, same mindset. And the reason we do is because you have not examined yourself. You have not made thorough judgment of yourself. You have not scrutinized yourself. And you not scrutinizing yourself, you're not walking in the completeness of Yahweh. We must walk in the completeness. That's why David said, in my integrity, I'm complete in HaMashiach. And if we're in HaMashiach, did he sin against Yahweh? Did he reject His truth? Then we will not reject that. Was there guile and vile in His mouth? Then how can we say that we're walking in the power of that Messiah hope when we have guile and vile things protruding out of our hearts continuously? They come out. They come out of our verbiage, our actions, our deeds, and our personality. How can that be? We have not judged ourselves. Judge yourself first, and then examine yourself in the midst of that judgment. And at that time of the great day of Yahweh, you may find forgiveness. You may find forgiveness. That Yahweh may forgive you. And it begins with a thorough examination. There are certain jobs that you cannot work. They want you to have a complete. They call it a complete examination. Thorough. And they do a battery of tests, heart, blood, everything. They check for colon cancer and all kinds of diseases and what kinds of drugs you've used recently. And they scrutinize every inch of your body to see if you have the physical capacity and the mental capacity to carry out the task at hand. And so that's what this time is for, to examine yourself, to see if you have the wherewithal to carry this task to the end. We must endure. It's not given unto you because you're strong, or you're swift, or you're fast. But we must endure this thing unto the end. And that's why you must examine yourselves. You must. If one is doing a certain job repetitively, and the same things, the same motions, every now and then, that one must examine themselves. And to see if they can alter that or change that, and to make sure they do not wear themselves out in the process of completing that job. And we must do the same thing. So he brings us to a time of examination. And an examination is scrutinized one. They may take something and twist it into your body. It's not a very comfortable thing. When one is given a thorough exam, they do things that you may have pain. Oh, that hurt, doc. Ouch. And so what Yahweh does, he calls a little hurts. Sure he does. He lets you know what's in you. And it's good too. I'm glad of that. I'm glad that he does that. Shaul says this in Corinthians. Listen. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11:27. We know this, but I want to read it because it has grave implications and great truth here. He says unto the brethren and the gathering of the house of Corinthians, 11:27, 1 Corinthians, he says to them, wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink of this cup of Yahshua unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of HaMashiach. Now we have a generation that rejects the profound purpose of HaMashiach, and they participate in their gatherings, in their Hebraic identity, and they reject the power of the fullness of Yahweh, and it's in Yahshua. So you cannot reject Him. You cannot deny Him, because if you do that, you do not have the fullness or the completion of Yahweh's power. One having knowledge of Torah means nothing unless one has the knowledge of Torah and the revelation of this great hope and the opening of one's mind to the strength of the Torah, Yahshua HaMashiach. You must have it. And so we will not follow some pattern of religious practice. We will follow Scripture. So you cannot, he said, take this body and this bread without understanding the purpose of it. So he says unto everyone, but let every man, or let a man, examine himself. So we must scrutinize ourselves. We must test ourselves. We don't like to test ourselves, do we? I tell you what, give yourself a mathematical problem or something that calls you to scratch your head or test yourself. And that is a bit to try yourself or to prove what is in you. So he tells us to examine yourself, and so let that one eat of that bread and drink of that cup. But you must first of all examine yourself. And there are these charlatan liars, perverters of any kind of smidget of truth, that have no truth in them, commit every kind of vile, oppressive sin there is, and yet they will say, that's not a big issue. It is a grave issue. So Yahweh says, examine yourself. Examine yourself. Make sure you examine yourself, that you may be worthy of this participation in the activities of Yahweh. For he that eat and drinketh unworthily, eat and drinks damnation to himself, not understanding, not discerning Yahshua's body. The generation that has no discernment at all. They cannot discern. They have no ability to judge. Why? Because it begins with examination of your own heart. That's why you will say, well, I won't mess with that. Well, I will not touch the issue, because you're not examining your own heart. And if you examine yourself, scrutinize yourself, you will find the same issue in you. And so we do not have the ability to discern, because we do not have the power of the Ruah. And the Ruah comes, first of all, to judge. And that's why you can speak so loosely. You can speak against the body. If we speak against the body, don't you know you have not discerned HaMashiach? If you oppose the body, don't you know you have not discerned Him? And the reason we cannot discern Him is because we have not tested our own commitment in our own heart. But we are very easy to test someone else's commitment, are we not? We will scrutinize someone else's commitment, but we will not scrutinize our own commitment. We will not investigate or interrogate ourselves to see where we are truly in the Emunah of Yahweh. And when we do that, we will find ourselves what? Liking. We find ourselves liking. We will find a fruit tree that is sparse. You can't find anything to eat to give you strength, can you? And that is the truth. You know, Yahweh, His Word does examine us all the time. This examination of the left. So we might as well say, Yahweh, examine me, because He is going to do it. I bless Him for that, because He shows us what we are lacking. Shows us what we need to pull up. Shows us what we need to get right. So we must examine ourselves. We must have that kind of courage and that kind of fortitude of strength to examine ourselves, to scrutinize ourselves, to investigate the condition of our own hearts, to judge it. It begins there with an examination of oneself. You cannot even participate in the blessings and the fullness of the riches of Yahweh without examining yourself. You must examine yourself daily, every day, every second, constantly. You must examine yourself. And when we don't do that, we find ourselves running aloof. We find ourselves doing things and activities that we ought not to be, because we have not judged ourselves. And when we don't judge ourselves, we are not examining ourselves. When you truly judge yourself, you're examining yourself. You judge another, don't we? Come on here, someone. Because it doesn't take much strength to examine someone else. And what you see about them, you see in the flaws about you. And that's what Yahweh is actually letting you know. Well, you know she's this way, he's like that, he's like that. Well, what he's letting you know, that's you. From the heart or the mouth of a man speaketh, that is him. It's just that that's you. So, you know, you will not take it to heart and investigate your own conditions. The Yahweh wants us to do that. His word is truth. We can't deny it. You can't hide from it. You know why? Because He got us tonight. Every last one of you. Can't get by. Hallelujah. Way. Yahweh goes on to say, for this cause, because we do not do this, for this cause many are weak, they are sickly among you, and many sleep. Many are dead, they are dead. They're trespassing and their iniquitous ways, because they are lawless, their Torah lessness. They are asleep. The word of Yahweh has no life in them. It doesn't create the strength of hope in them at all. And for this cause, many are sick. They are weak. I've never seen such a weak generation of people in all of my life. And I see it in the physical sense. I see it in the natural. I see it certainly in the realm of the Ruah, the spirits. This is a weak generation. It's a generation that has no rights or wrong. It has no character, no identity, no fortitude. It has nothing at all. It is a generation of spirituality. And one walking in the strength of one's own God and one's own leadings. It leads to darkness, death, and destruction. There's only one way. And it begins with Torah. It begins with Torah. And that is Yahweh's wisdom to govern, to guide, to instruct us. To show us the path of life that brings us into His presence. That's what it begins with. And HaMashiach came to give us the Ruah, or the living power of that. What? It makes it alive in us. It makes it real. It is not an expression of verbiage or letters that destroy and kill. But it's a living, burning hope in one's heart. That's what it is. This ignorant generation has denounced him and rejected the living power of Torah, and so they walk in religiosity, in Baptist way, Pentecostal, Methodist, black way, white way, Mexican. That's what they do. And it's none of your way. One begins to examine oneself, began to scrutinize oneself, began to test one's mind and one's condition of love toward Yahweh. That's what an examination is. It will let you know what you have. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, 20/14 in your vision. It touches every nut crevice of the body. And that is what Yahweh is doing in the body. He touches everything in the body. In the body. Wherever the body is. Wherever that segment of the body or that piece of the body is. He touches everything. He examines. I bless him for that. I thank him. I do. I do. I thank my Abba for that. Yahweh spoke unto his house Israel. I want to show you an example. This is us. This is our attitude. This is how we respond to Yahweh. It says in Jeremiah, turn to Jeremiah, Jeremiah chapter 6. I want to read one verse there in Jeremiah chapter 6. In verse 17, then I want to drop down to verse 22. Jeremiah 6. He speaks unto Jeremiah. He speaks to him concerning his house, because he said, every method that I've used to try to mend them back unto me, it has not been successful. They've gone contrary to my will and my commands. And Yahweh has done everything to try to bring us back, to mend us unto him, and it hasn't been very successful. So he has sent the sure thing, his son. And we have rejected that. He says here in Jeremiah 6:17, he says to Jeremiah, he said, also I set watchmen over you, saying, now this is what he says, listen, Shema, hear, discern, understand, give great attentiveness, attention to what I say. Listen to the sound of the shofar. To the great sound that I shall ring out. And it shall resonate in the heart of those that Shema, that listens to me. I want you to hear me. It's what Yahweh is saying. Can we understand that? He says to us, Shema, listen. Open up your ears, your mind, your heart, and receive it with all gladness when you hear the sound of the great alarm, the shofar begins to blow. That is what the feast days are for. We have been brought up in our religious practice to denounce them, and yet we have held fast to pagan tributes, to pagan gods, to deities of darkness. He says, I want you to hear the sound of the shofar. But they said, this is what we say. We will not listen. We will not. What a statement. You tell me. The creature says to the Creator, I will not listen. Brothers and sisters, we will say, I will never do that. Listen to me. We ought to be quick to hear and slow to speak. The man of Yahweh, the watchman, one that speaks a word from this rostrum, says something that indicts your heart, scrutinizes you, and you literally shut your ear. You're saying to Yahweh, I will not listen. Different reaction, isn't it? Because you think, because first of all, you have not judged yourself. I said to us, I'm talking to his people. Are we his people? You have said this to him, I will not listen. And our grandizing, our self-righteousness, we think that it's someone else. We always examine someone else. As the old preacher would say, Bishop Banks would say, the word of Yahweh is right about it. Thank you kindly. See, we think, what a harsh thing that they would say. And you say that. What a terrible thing that they will say to your wife. And you say that. You shut your ear, your heart from listening, from hearing. Got you. All right. Long as I know I got you, then you're always dealing with you. If you think that you do not fit under the under this word, then he's not talking to you. You're not his, all right? They said, we will not hear. And we said that. I don't want to hear that. He's not talking to me. So we shut our minds. We shut our hearts away. That we harden ourselves not to receive it and not to accept that. But if you actually judge yourself and examine yourself, you will receive that. Why? Because every word is pure. Yahweh does not send a word out and it returns unto him void. But it goes and accomplishes that which he has purposed and sent it to do. So what is he sending out his word to do? Well, to examine you and to make sure your heart is cleansed. Your love is pure. Your mind is ready to receive the pure manna from the Shemayim. That's what. We get polluted in the course of the day, don't we? Attitudes get twisted. Thoughts get twisted. Hearing things. Doing things and practicing things gets your hands filthy, doesn't it? Sure does. Sure does. They said we will not hear. Now this is what Yahweh says. Look in verse 22. This is what this says Yahweh. Verse 22 of the same chapter. This is what your Abba says. He says, behold, I want you to look and see. A people come from the north country. And a great nation shall be raised from the side of the earth. It's going to be a people that come up out of the earth. They're going to be earthly people. And we see this people being raised up out of the earth today. It is a sensual people. It is an earthly people. It is a people that cares about the sensual things of the earth. It's not a mind that is spiritual, that cares about the things of Yahweh. But there has arisen this people. This northern people out of the north country, they are sensual people, they're earthly people, and they have no love for the Torah. Their minds cannot be subject. They will not submit to the Torah, and neither indeed can they be. He said, but this people will rise up. Listen now. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are nice people. They're cruel. This is a cruel generation, isn't it? He said, they're cruel. They're cruel. They have some mercy. No mercy. Their voice roar like the sea. And they ride upon horses. Set in array as man for war against you. O daughter of Zion. So he speaks this to us for what? To examine you. Look what he tells you now. He says, we have heard the fame thereof. Our hands wax feeble. Anguish has taken hold of us, and pain as a woman in travail. A woman that bringeth forth birth pains, and the thralls of birth with the child. Because you have not received the correction of Yahweh. Now this is what he's saying, brothers and sisters. At his appointed time, we examine ourselves. We judge ourselves. He says, now when we see the leaven, that we cleanse ourselves from these filthy practices of the flesh, and ruah, cleanse yourself therefore of all filthiness of the flesh and the ruah, and began to perfect your obedience and submission unto Yahweh with a great fear. He says, now I've given you these things that you should amend your ways and make your ways right. Because you will not listen and because you will not hear, I will raise up a people. I will raise up a cruel and an oppressive people. I will raise up an earthly people, a people out of the earth. And that signifies a mind and a heart that cannot submit or be subject unto the Torah, the teaching, the laws, the government of Yahweh. Do we not see that today? This is a cruel world. What is that song that Sam Cooke, Brother Lindsay used to love it? This is a mean old world to live in all by yourself. It is a mean old world. It's a cruel world. Because there's a people that have been raised up out of the earth. They care about sensual things. They mind earthly things. They mind the things of the earth. They do not mind the things that are above. Their vision is not one that is limited by the scope of things on the earth. They've risen to the pinnacle of the height that Yahweh intends for them to rise. I hope that we are understanding the simplicity of this truth. And hope that it is helping us tonight. I do hope that. He said they will have no mercy, no kindness. They will have nothing. Nothing at all. He says, go not forth into the field, nor walk by the way. For the sword of the enemy and for fear is on every side. Look what he tells us. Look what he speaks to us. He said, O daughter. O daughter of my people. Gird you with sackcloth. Get truth in your girding. Get truth in your loins. Gird yourself with sackcloth and wallow yourself in ashes. Make of yourself no reputation. Make of yourself no identity. Make yourself unappealing, unattractive. That's what he is actually saying. He said, make your mourning. This is how he tells us to mourn. As for an only son, most bitter lamentation, for the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. Do you hear that? He said, you make a bitter cry, for I'm going to send the spoiler. I've given you truth to correct you, to mend your ways. I've given you the prophets. I've given you the Torah. And now I've given you the power and the life of the Torah. And yet you will not amend your ways. You say, I will not hear that. You say, I will not keep the Shabbat. You say that his name has no value. Lies. It is the value and the sum of whom he is, his name. You cannot reject that. You cannot deny that. And so there's an earthly generation that the power of his misfits have no authority in their lives at all. Examine yourself. Examine yourself carefully. Examine, scrutinize, test, judge the position of your mind, your heart. Make sure you do that. For the hour is coming. The day is coming whereby if the true identity of the seed of Yahweh is in you, that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. David said, I have not slipped. I have not gone away because I've walked in integrity. My heart has been shaped by Torah teaching. It has been shaped by Torah revelation. Now what has your heart been shaped by? What is our mindset today? What is your purpose? He said, weep, daughters, weep as though your only son or your only child has been taken. Yahweh says, I have set you for a tower in the forest or the fortress among my people. For what purpose? That you may know and try or to examine their way. Now that is what Yahweh is doing tonight. He's examining your way. Your way seems right, doesn't it? But it leads to destruction. All of your ways seem pure to you, don't they? And the reason why, because you have not examined the intent and the motive of your life. He said, I'll set you in the midst, that you may be a tower, you may stand, that you may try, Bakan, you may examine the heart, the ways of the people. It's one thing that whatever is in your heart, that's the way you go. You walk the way of your own heart. It's not someone else's heart or someone else's love that convince you. It is your own love that convince you. He goes on to say in verse 28, they are all, or some, or all. Does it say all? So that is a concluded matter, isn't it? Is it all or some? Is it partial or all? Are you part of the all? We're part of this all. He said, and they all are grievous revolters. I would never do that. You tell me you never revolted against Yahweh. You tell me we don't revolt against it because there is something that examines us and we don't actually care for that. It's like sitting to a table and saying, well, I like the apple pie. I like the butter pecan ice cream. I like the pastrami sandwich, but I certainly do not care for the macaroni noodles. That's what we say to Yahweh. He said they're all, and we're part of that identity. We are part of the all, brothers and sisters. He said, they all are revolters. You have revolted. You have changed. You up, you down. You twist, you sideways. They're all revolters. Walking with slander. What a word. Walking in lies. Walking in false statements. We just seen one of the most false demonstration of pageantry of darkness upon the face of the earth. Sunday and Friday. They call it Good Friday and the Esterath, they walk in slander. They walk in deception and lies. They slander Yahweh. They speak vile against him. He has a name. His name is not some pagan damnable title, God or Lords. He has a pure name. It is his character. It is his purpose. is who he is. He said they all walk in slander and they are brass. You understand that? I'll tell you what I mean. They're brass. They're full of harlotry. They're harlots. They're full of religious practices. They practice religious things. They don't walk in truth, but they're full of harlotry. He said, an iron. Now, that doesn't identify us, does it? Sure it does. Do you ever get hard? Does the word of Yahweh harden you? You get angry at him because it is something that is just not laid out in the fashion that you had perceived it to be. Or you wanted it to be. He said, they're all iron too. They get hard. This is a hard, callous generation. It is an obstinate generation. It's hard. It's callous. He said, they're all iron. They're hard. We harden our word against, our heart against his truth. The generation that I don't like that. They're all iron. And they are all corruptors. They're all perverted. They're perverts, what he says. His people. Perverts. I've tried to mend your ways, and you will not receive that. Now, why is he telling us that? Because in our examination, brothers and sisters, when we scrutinize ourselves, we will not walk in the rule of that authority of those spirits. You do not have to walk in harlotry. We do not have to be hardened. We do not have to be callous. We examine ourselves by the examples of truth that is laid out. We will not walk that way. And the reason we do that is because we do not allow ourselves to be examined. And you will not allow you to examine you. And don't let someone else examine you. If you were to raise someone's ire, you examine them. You tell them. I've just experienced that on the past few days here. You examine them and you tell them your laundry is filthy. You raise their ire. Well, I don't. Tell me what about me? You're just flat out wrong. That's the way we are. That's the way we are. He said, first of all, you began with judgment. Judge yourself. And then when you began that, you will begin to bakan. You will begin to examine, scrutinize. Test the condition of your desire, your heart. You will begin to vigorously interrogate your own life. Now, we don't do that. Doesn't take much to interrogate someone else, does it? When interrogation, well, they pull out every technique there is. They want to get to the bottom of a thing. So they literally interrogate you physically, mentally, above all things. They try to deal with the psyche of a person. Cause them to become disillusioned or disoriented. And when they do that, they begin to really get a false kind of information from them. So Yahweh wants us to be sober. He wants us to be vigilant. So we will not have a false perception of ourselves. And we tend to have that. Hallelujah, Yahweh. We tend to have a false perception. Different than what he thinks. He tells us what we are and how we are. And Yahweh says, through all of that, brothers and sisters, I've brought you to a place where you can do that. And there's a purpose for that. I want to read this in Zechariah 13, verse 7. Yahweh says, awaken, O sword, against my shepherd. My, what a profound statement. Against those that lead, guide my people to the pastures to eat, to have plenty. He said, let the swords rise up against them. And against the valiant warrior, the valiant man. That is my fellow, saith Yahweh of hosts. Smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. And I will turn my hand upon the little ones. That's what he called us. I'm glad he does. I want to be a little one. I want to stay that one. Wait, I don't want to be a big one. I just want to be a little one. I want to be a little one. Brother Patrick, we were shearing the sheep. He made a statement. He said, you can see why they need a shepherd. Because they run every way. They have no direction. They understand. They don't even understand destruction. No whatsoever. And they're very leery. They're not very trustworthy. So you have to develop something there with them. That's what you're going to have to do. So it's going to take a little bit at a time. Develop something there with them. A little corn. A little sweets for them. A little cuddling. A little patience with them. I stood there this morning, and so what I did, they all watched me, they all turned, they looked at me. All of them looking at me now. So I take a bucket of corn, a half a bucket, And I just simply spread the corn out. I made a long line of corn. I didn't put it in one spot because what I'm trying to do is get them familiar. So I put the corn out. Well, of course, this big ram, he comes over and starts eating. Now there was a little group that followed him. And there was another group. They all stood back. They all just watched. And so I did not make a gesture to frighten them. I don't know what I did. The bucket hit my leg or something. And they all didn't go one way. They all went their own different ways. Just run it. Pop. This is the good stuff here. And so the ram and fewer came that time. The first time it was about a third. This time it was less than that. And so Yahweh said, I'm going to smite the shepherd and the sheep are going to scatter. No problem. And Yahweh says, why? Because he says, now I'll send forth a word to examine you. Now I'm going to examine you thoroughly. I'm going to make sure you examine. For what purpose? He says, smite them. And he says this to us. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die. And the third part shall be left. Just a remnant. A third of the whole. And I will bring the third part through the fire. Now that's what he's going to examine you by. He has used every method to examine you, sisters and brothers. He has done everything. His word, truth. He said, I'm going to bring a third part to the fire. And we'll refine them as silver is refined. So you don't refine silver by using a fire that just cannot melt the silver, can you? You got to get the Fahrenheit's up. And he's going to put the pressure on. That's the truth. And he says this. Now that's what that word try is. It is bakhan. He said, and I will try. I will examine them. I will scrutinize them. I will try them as gold is tried. And they shall call upon my name. And then will I hear them, and I will hear them, and I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, Yahweh is my Abba. He is saying to us, you're going to know that it is I that will try you. I've used the mythology of my shepherds. I've used the mythology of my truth, of the word, the living word. He says, and now that little remnant of the seed, I'm going to bring them through the fiery trials of a great trial. And they're going to be tried. They're going to be tried. They're going to be examined. They're going to be scrutinized. And if there's anything in you that is not right, it's going to consume you. It takes a little small virus to cause one's body to just be thrown out of kilter, doesn't it? It's not a very large thing. It's microscopic. You cannot see it. It is not visible to the eye. It's not something the size of a rice seed. It is millions of a little particle, a little small thing that it takes a microscope to even identify it. And yet it has great effects on the body, right? That is what leaven does. That is what that little thing, that's why you always examine yourself. Judge your mind, your thoughts, intents, of your motive, of your heart. Judge it. And to see if there's something there. That when you go through the fire, you will not come out. We must examine ourselves constantly. It doesn't take much to get filthy.